1-0. Wallers, good. Bye. 5-0 Auburn.
Now we're joined by Anna Wallers. Get your first home run as an Auburn Tiger. Anna, how did that one feel?
It felt great. Having the girls here behind my back, meeting them at the plate, it's always a great feeling, and being here with a new team, new staff, it's just a great feeling overall, and even having my family in the stands today, I feel so blessed to be here.
Well, you back up that home run with a 3-for-3 day in the game, too. The mindset going into that game, after you hit the home run, you're probably juiced up. What were you thinking going into that one?
I'm still thinking doing it for my team. The pitchers are solid on the mound. Defense has their back, and we just needed that one hit to get it going. I wanted to be that one hit, but I also wanted to get it done for my team, where that was sacrificing myself to move the runner, score the runner, anything to do it. I want to do it for the team.
Today was the last non-conference Sunday of the season before SEC play. Still got one more non-conference matchup on Tuesday, but look a little bit ahead to SEC play. How's these preparations, this schedule that's been tough, prepared you guys for that?
I think we've been prepared very well. We faced a lot of adversity with a lot of rain delays, obviously. But I think this weekend shows that we're ready to come in hot for the SEC tournament, or sorry, SEC play. And I'm just excited to see what this team has to hold. I think we got a bright future ahead.
Thanks for the visit. Congrats on that first home run and the win. War Eagle.
Thank you, War Eagle.
Anna Wallers on the Regions Bank postgame show. She hit the home run against North Texas to help lead Auburn to an 8-0 win.
1-2 for Packer. The pitch for Manis is on the way. She drills this one to left field. It's a walk-off grand slam for Mikayla Packer. Her first home run since 2022 walks us off as the Tigers win it 8-4 over USC Upstate at the finale of the James B. Moore Memorial.
And we are now joined by the hero in game two. Grand slam to walk it off. Your first home run in a couple of years. How did that one feel, Mikayla?
It felt real well. It was due time for it, and it felt real good coming off the bat.
All right, so it wasn't just the home run that you hit in game two. In game one, you scored two runs, and you were really efficient in sparking the offense. What's the mindset when you're going up to the plate and trying to get things going for your offense?
Like Coach Carasone says, pass the baton, pass the bat. See ball, hit ball, keep it simple, and do it for my teammates.
Base running so critical to your game, one of the best in Auburn history. When you get on those base paths, is it just let's swipe that next bag, or what's the mindset there?
Let's swipe that next bat and let's see what the defense does. Let's play with them a little bit. Let's have a little fun now we're on the bases.
All right, we appreciate the visit, Mikayla. Congrats on the win, War Eagle.
Thank you, War Eagle.
That was Mikayla Packer on the Regions Bank postgame show. She hit the walk-off grand slam in the bottom of the seventh inning to lead Auburn to an 8-4 win over USC Upstate to sweep the James B. Moore Memorial Tournament.
Two balls, two strikes, one out here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Auburn leads 5-0. Pinta swings and drives one. Left field. This ball is gone. Mariah Pinta walks us off in the sixth inning with her second career home run. McNeimer scores, Trusvik scores, and Pinta wins it for the Tigers.
We are now joined by head coach Mickey Dean. Congrats on the win. Have you caught your breath?
Yeah, that was fun. I mean, we had some kids try to put forth some valiant efforts today, and I was proud of Annabelle because she went out there. She was tired, but she really did go out there and try. And then, you know, Melania gets put in a tough spot. But I knew with her drop ball, if we could play decent defense behind her, we'd be okay. And we did, and she was okay. And then Shelby came in and shut the door. So, our hitters stuck with it. Even the innings we didn't score, we put pressure on them. And pressure tends to do funny things to kids. And so if you can keep the pressure on the team, they'll start to make some mistakes. And they did, and we kept the pressure on. And then, of course, Mikayla was ready. She knew exactly what was going to happen there. She knew exactly what the pitcher was going to try and do. And she capitalized. It was beautiful.
Well, Mikayla, she gets her first home run since her sophomore season. Had zero last year, zero so far this year. I saw you having a conversation with her at home plate. What did you tell her there? What was that excitement like?
I told her, I said, you know, I don't know what to do. You know, I don't the jumping up. I said, you got to teach me a dance or something so we can dance when you hit a grand slam like that. But, yeah, we were just having a little fun with it.
You talked about Melena. You talked about Shelby and the defense. They were so solid coming in relief and through those last few innings. Just what was the mindset and what was so effective for them?
Well, there were a couple of keys. Keep the ball in the park because that team hits a lot of home runs. Do not let their leadoff and their number four batter beat you. And we did a pretty good job of that. So it gave our offense a chance to go win a ball game, you know, and that's what we did.
We spoke to Anna about her first Auburn Tiger home run and her 3-for-3 day in game two. Yeah. What has been the concept for her to keep going?
She's just been consistent. She's hit some balls hard. And, you know, finally she hit it far enough to go out. But she's had a lot of hits this weekend. So that's a good thing to see.
Weather permitting, one more game, non-conference, on Tuesday before SEC play gets started. What's the goal in that last non-conference matchup before SEC play gets underway?
Well, first off, two things. One, War Eagle. And two, I do not control the weather, so I apologize for that. But, you know, we're going to practice tomorrow. It'll be a light practice. And then we'll see if we can get that game in Tuesday. And then we'll head to Missouri.
Congrats on the win. Thanks for the visit. War Eagle.
War Eagle.